Okay, so I guess I am recording. Hello everybody. I'm Sylvain Desbureaux. I am OOM, so the installer of ONAP PTL. And this session will be around what we have did during Honolulu. So the achievements that have been done on OOM so far. There is a next session not just after, but a bit after, 1 hour after the end of this one, which will be the plan for Istanbul and beyond. So here it's only on a new achievement. So I will, as I did for Guilin achievement, I have done a wiki page. So I will give the link into the meeting. And I will explain what we have done, and I guess I have for less than half an hour. So at the end, we will have time to ask if you have some question or to ask. We should have time for that. So let me start. So Christophe Opasiak is also a committer of OM. Should have been there today, but he has some family issues, so he cannot be here, and he apologized for that. So. He's still there on the project. Unfortunately, he was not able to make it today. So, Honolulu achievement compared to Guilin. So, first of all, what have been done is that at previous virtual face-to-face meeting, we had some intents. And so, what I did here is I just copy-paste the intents we had. And look at the completion or not of this intent. Plus added stuff that were not written in the intent. So the first part is official M3 support. So you know, ONAP is deployed on Kubernetes with OM using Helm. And up to Guilin version, the official support was on Helm 2, but there were a lot of issues on size of components, on fact that M2 was not supported anymore, and so on. So we have moved on Guilin to M2, M3 hybrid version, and but with official support only on M2. And Honolulu is an official M3 support. We also removed the L2 support because of use of new functions that are only available on Helm 3. So it's supported out of the box. M3 support on Guilin was not easy all the time. Sometimes we had to use a PostgreSQL not trust store, data store, shard store. Sorry, let me. And not the default secret store. Here now we are all our charts have a limited size, and so we are able to use M3 and to deploy it out of the box without any change. We are still using Helm deploy plugin, but you can install ONAP directly with Helm install if you want. The only but big drawback is that it will take a lot of time to render everything, around 50 minutes. Whereas with the Helm deploy plugin, you will have the whole ONAP deployment, we will take around 15 minutes. It's still super long and we are working on that, but it's a lot less than, it's three times less than with Helm install vanilla installation. So we were wanted to do official repository for Helm charts. Unfortunately, we didn't make this one. We have made some advancement, and I really hope to have something around Honolulu maintenance release. Will it be ready but not used, or almost ready or ready and used? I'm not sure now, but I hope to have something by the end of this month. So that means that for you, user of ONAP, instead of having to compile Helm charts, there will be available on a Nexus repository of ONAP, and will you just have to point your Helm to this repository, and you'll be able to use them. So this is work is ongoing, and at least it will be for sure on Istanbul. We will also need it. We will see on Istanbul for new work on Helm with DCA. More robust container image retrieval. So as you may have, as you may remember, Docker changes its policy when building, when retrieving images from their repository with a limit of 100 repositories per day. And most of us were had issue with that. Unfortunately, on ONAP side, our image retrieval and was not really clear. And so we have decided to work that on a pair repository. So we know that today we have four repositories where we will retrieve some images: ONAP repository, Docker repository, Google Kates repository, and Elastic repository. And so we have a global override variable for all of these four repositories that you can point to anything, as long as it's a valid repository, of course, where the image we want to have is on them. So that means that you are able to put a proxy repository for these four repositories really easily. Can be the same. We are using it daily on ONAP using a Nexus 3 proxy repository on Azure to verify it works. And it also allows to simplify a lot deployment of ONAP in AirGap installation, because all our images are coming from a repository where we can configure them. So that means you are able to deploy ONAP on an AirGap installation. And that's what, for example, we are doing within Orange. We are doing using this to do that. So it's totally doable. So we have also a new MariaDB version and chart. We were using an old MariaDB version, and so we have moved to Bitnami with the latest version available, so this 10.5.8, sorry. And it has a chart with Prometheus support to scrape data for the database. It had bad effects on SO that we haven't seen at first, before the end of the release, we have seen it, and so we have changed the configuration, the default configuration. So on Honolulu, it's okay now, and SO supports very well this version. We will see that for Istanbul intents, there will be maybe some change, but just of bump version, as now we have something that is quite robust and aligned with latest deployment of MariaDB. We wanted to move more components into a shared MariaDB. Unfortunately, we were not able to do that, but the work is continuing. Especially, we have found that all the work we have done, because SO, for example, but other components are able to run into a shared MariaDB or into a local MariaDB. And when we were on local MariaDB, and everything was not tested so roughly, so we have some glitches, and thanks to Deutsche Telekom and also some other people, we have seen all this issue, and we are trying to resolve them. So it should simplify the work to add more components into shared MariaDB, but also to be sure that it still works very well when these components are using local MariaDB. So the goal here is to have a smaller footprint for ONAP when deploying in test environment. And so smaller footprints mean faster deployment, faster everything. So internalization of NNI and Robo charts. So before there were two submodules in Git, and it was a bit complicated for us to have version upgrades that were not breaking everything and stuff like that, and also making major changes that can be spread around all the the different repository. So now it has, thanks to this re-internalization of NNI and robot charts, we are able to do that. And the goal here is really to continue to keep this as is. So one, but one day to explode again OM into smaller each chart to be in its own repo. But here the goal was really to standardize everything before redoing that in order to simplify everything. And thanks to this NNAI being re-internalized, we have cleaned up NNAI charts. So we have removed, we had so reverse, front, and transversal proxies configuration into from AF that were done into NNAI but were not used by anybody. And they were using a lot of resources, hard-coded certificates, all the images that were not used and tested. So all of this, thanks to the work between OM team and NNAI team, has been removed. We have worked on the certificates automatic generation, even if we have not finished, because NNAI is using a lot of certificates for as client and server, and so we are retrieving automatically, I would say, 2/3 of certificates for NNAI, but not all of them. The work still has to be done, but still we have all this. Certificates that are now automatically retrieved into NNAI and not hard-coded. On this certificate part, we did a lot of work to automate and in order to have fresh certificates. As you know, on most of the previous releases, certificates validity were always an issue. At the end, we always have several components that have certificates that will be deprecated or will be too old in 1, 2, or 3, or 4 months. And then we have to make releases just to update those certificates and so on. So here we did a big work in order to remove most of the hard-coded certificates. We still have some, but we have removed hard-coded certificates in A1 policy management and NNAI, except Bevel schema service and graph admin, and Sparky BE, sorry, I forgot this one. We have also automatic certificate retrieval on CDS, MSB, OMS, BNF SDK, DMAP message router, and music. So all of these components that we are using before static hard-coded certificates are now retrieving these certificates on AAF, like the other components that were doing that, like SO, like SDC, DMAP, data router, and so on, policy. So that means that now we have fresh certificates. There are still components that are using hard-coded certificates. So as I said, 4 components of NNAI, APSI in Honolulu release, ESR server, UUI, and a robot. But we will work on this one for Istanbul release in order to get rid of that and to focus our energy on something more interesting. And more, I wouldn't say important because it's very important, but using more cloud native, I would say, a solution. But I think it's very important to start for a clean base than a base where we have some issues. So that's why we really put hard work on this automatic certificate retrieval. Last achievement on OM, thanks to Nokia, is the dual stack support. So Kubernetes, the version we are using for Honolulu are using alpha support of dual stack, IPv4, IPv6. And Nokia team made some tests to verify that it was working well, that all our different pods were able to run as expected on this dual stack Kubernetes, and the ones that wanted to use preferably IPv6 instead of IPv4 were able to do so. So there were some glitches, for example, on the newer MariaDB version that was not working when we were giving two IP addresses. So we have worked on that. And different little issues like that. But now there is a daily deployment or twice a day deployment, I think, from Nokia team to verify that latest version of ONAP are still working well on IPv4, IPv6 dual stack Kubernetes. So this is something also I think is quite important, as we know that 5G is IPv6 only. And so that means that 5G equipment mandates access to BSS on IPv6 IP addresses and not IPv4 IP addresses. So this is something that we must have for 5G support. And thanks to this work, we can. It's not perfect. As Kubernetes is not perfect on this, but we can have this. So that's pretty much what I had for Honolulu achievement. We have also worked on STD out. I forgot to, but not that much because I think that we are quite close to. So we have found some components that we are not logging into STD out. And then that's why I have not put that as a big achievement, but we have also cleaned a little bit the different charts and so on. So as we have 10 minutes more on this presentation, we have time for question. I see also Bartek on the call. So Bartek is working, if I'm not mistaken, so I'm doing that live on the offline installer. So maybe if you have also question, or if Bartek wants to say what he has done also on the offline installer, don't hesitate. I guess it can be quite interesting also to have that. But if you have any question now, please go ahead.
Hi, Sylvain, Ram here. One quick question. Do we support a backup and restore of MariaDB, the common one that we have?
So that's a good question. We have support on the chart of a solution for backup and restore for MariaDB and for Cassandra. I know that for Cassandra, Bell is using it, and when it doesn't work anymore for a reason, usually I have some comments from our friends of Bell saying to me that it's not working anymore. For MariaDB, I don't know if someone is using it. I have seen on Slack that someone tried it and said it was working and it was he didn't know why it was not enabled by default. So I guess it's working, but it's not tested. So if you want to use it, it should work. If it's not, it's an issue. And then don't hesitate to open a Jira ticket and we will try to help it as best.
Okay, that sounds good. And in policy, we use the shared MariaDB, so it should work for policy database as well, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that sounds good. And do we have any documents to try it out or something?
So that's the bad part of OM. The documentation is at best not very good. Roughly, it should be only to enable it in the chart of common MariaDB. Don't hesitate to drop a question on Slack. I will answer and I will put myself an issue to update the documentation on that.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Hey, Sylvain, curious question. In terms of systems upgrades, is that part of OAM or it will be individually handled for all components and handled on app?
So this is again, also a very good question. So on this, we are not on ONAP. We are not very, very good. So that means that the ONAP should be able to upgrade from Istanbul to Jakarta or Honolulu to Istanbul, in a way or another, especially in with no loss of time, no downtime. But today it's not really tested. I know that on integration there are ongoing work to see what is a valid test to do that. What I can say is that on the pure installer way, it should work. So if you are on ONAP Gilin and you want to move to ONAP Istanbul, using Elm deploy, you should finish to have an ONAP that is with the right Docker version, with the right configuration files. After, does it work? I don't know. I guess that most of the components will work, but maybe some components will not work. And as we have not done any test yet, it's very hard for us to tell which one we won't work. And this is really something that we would like to tackle between integration and OM team, is to have this kind of automated test to find, to make sure it's we are able to upgrade, and to also validate that any new version of component follows this scheme of being able to upgrade itself also when we are having a new version. So the answer is not sure.
Okay, so one follow-up question on the same topic is that in real world, you are going to have vulnerabilities. For example, you might find something in MariaDB and you have to move MariaDB to a different version. Similarly, other components or subcomponents, they're becoming part of the ONAP modules. Is there a thought how that will be handled? Similar to not the entire ONAP upgrade from one release to another, but a engineering upgrade of a subcomponent, how would that be handled?
So here it's really, I would say, doable using Elm again. So let's say that you want to change MariaDB version for so two options, because as I said, we have a shared instance but also local specific instance for some components. If you want to change all of them, then you will give a new override file with this change and make an help upgrade. To be honest, that's where I think we should be not that bad, because the MariaDB or Cassandra, as long as you stay on an API compatible version, it should be good. So I'm not saying moving from Cassandra 2 to 3 or 3 to 4 when 4 is going out, but moving MariaDB 10 so today, as I said, we are 10.5.8 to the latest one, which is 10.5.10, or maybe also for to 10.6.x when this will goes out. I wouldn't be worried, because the tables will not move. That's where we want to move for SDC 190 to 200, for example. Maybe here I'm not sure that all the work is done to update the scheme of the database underneath. So for I would say for common components, databases, console, stuff like that, it should be good. For pure ONAP components, it will really depend on the component.
Yeah, it's actually, to add to the discussion, it's actually a twofold question. So at Bell Canada, right, we experience this very often. And one is upgrading the OOM Helm charts. That's one thing. And the second thing is the components itself. For example, if we are upgrading policy framework, right, so we have to see if there is a database change done which is non-compatible, then we have to migrate all the policies from the previous one to new one and all that. So it has to be solved at two level. That's what I think.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we have 2 minutes left.
In the OOM, Sylvain, do you have any roadmap for it, or at least for the OOM upgrade part?
As I said, I think that for OM, so I will not sign with my blood, but I think it works thanks to Helm. Most of the upgrades should be good. Again, it would be just upgrade of config maps, components, and so on. But as you said, if there are upgrades inside the components that are not done, you may have a lot of crash loop because of that.
Yeah, okay, agree.
So Kevin wanted to...
And when you say releasing the Helm charts to a repository, it means releasing the all OOM charts together or component-wise?
You say official repository for Helm charts? That's your question, Ram?
Yes, I'm asking the official repository will have the all OOM or yes, component-wise?
So both of them, so the whole ONAP charts, the big one, but also common charts, Elasticsearch charts, and so on and so on. So all the charts that that you can have when you are doing make ONAP today or make all, you will have them into this official repository.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, so I see that Kevin Timoney tries to ask some question for a while, so go ahead.
Yes, I see you added some stateful sets to the MariaDB database recently. Are you doing something around clustering? Are you? So,
I'm not sure to get the question. So today we are deploying MariaDB Galera on Galera mode with three active per default is three active Galera databases. Engines, sorry, that are running, but you can use it with only one, but most of the time we are using a cluster of MariaDBs for the shared one. For the dedicated one per component, we have moved from one, from some that were using a replica of three to replica of one, mainly because of space of RAM use, and also, we have decided that if you want to, if you think it's very important for this specific component to be on a database with several replicas, then we have you have to help us to move this component to the shared one. Of course, for your own deployment, you can move to replica of three. It's totally doable.
Okay, so is the stateful set then set that you created is that's for the shared database rather than for the single node database?
All of them are stateful set, but only the shared database has a stateful set with a replica of three per default.
Oh, okay.
The other one right, thanks very much. One.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Thanks.
So I'm sorry, Bartek. So you have 1 minute because we are late. But I really
yes. Hi everyone. Hi everyone. So since Sylvian mentioned it, me, I allow myself to say a few words. Thank you, Sylvian, for mentioning the offline installer. For those who are not familiar with it, it's a provisioning tool for ONAP that was entirely developed by Samsung. It's open sourced and available in Jarit for anyone. Documentation is available on docsonap.org. And in the scope of Honolulu, I performed some regular maintenance activities there, like upgrade for Helm 3 support or Kubernetes upgrade to 1.19, leveraging the Erki installer. And besides that, there were some other minor upgrades. So the provisioner is compatible with Honolulu branch. And I encourage anyone interested to give it a try. Thank you, Sylvian.
No problem. Thank you, Bartek, for this work. So we are 2 minutes late, so I will close here. In 1 hour, roughly, we'll have another topics on the intent that we would like to do in Istanbul on service mesh, but also shards repository, internal shards repository. So I encourage you to come here in 1 hour and don't hesitate to prepare your question. Thanks a lot for coming. I will stop the recording and give the floor to the next presenter.